Boker Tov Rabotai. Okay, we are. Today is Yom Shani Shabbat Kodesh. It feels like a Monday. Kaf Aleph Be'iyar Leseder Behar Bechukotai. Welcome to Finals Week. Don't let it take over your life. Don't be Mevatel Torah just because there's finals. Hashem knows where you are. Says the Or LeZion, page Kuf Nun Zayin. Now, Bechira. Okay, this is part of Emunah, is the understanding that there is choice. Uvacharta b'chayim katev Rabbeinu Yonah b'sha'alei teshuvah. Da, ki ha-ma'alot ha'elyonot nimzaru b'mitzvot aseh. Kmo ma'alat ha-bechira, sh'ne'emar uvacharta b'chayim. U'ma'alat talmud Torah, sh'ne'emar v'dibarta b'am. U'ma'alot lechet b'darkei Hashem, sh'ne'emar v'halachta b'darachav. What does he mean? Says the Or LeZion. Mevo'ar b'dvir ha-rav, sh'yesh mitzvat aseh shel uvacharta b'chayim. There's actually a mitzvah to choose life. It's not just Hashem saying, oh, by the way, re'natati lefanecha et chayim et hatov, et hamavet et hara, v'chule, and just, you know, do what's good. It's actually a mitzvah to choose life, which means that when a person is faced with a decision, the Chafetz Chaim actually discusses this in the Hakdama as well, when a person is faced with an avera, and you choose to overcome your tzedarah and say, no, I'm choosing to do good here. That's a kiyum. Not only did you abstain from the lota aseh, you're also mekayem the aseh of uvacharta b'chayim. Shemitkayemet al yedei itorerut alev livchor batov. Umitzvat aseh nosefet shel vehalachta b'derachav. Also, every time you do that, every time you choose good, that's also a mitzvah of walking in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, שהולך בדרכי HaKadosh Baruch Hu כפי דרכי התורה שמסר לנו במצוותיו. All right. העולם הזה, אמצעי דאמצעי. Interesting. This world is a means to a means. כתב רב מסילת ישרים, right in the beginning, יסוד החסידות ושורש העבודה התמימה, הוא שיתברר ויתאמת אצל האדם, מהי חובתו בעולמו. First and foremost thing, you know, our purpose in life is always to focus on what are we doing here. And when you figure out the answer to, what are we, what am I doing here, then life takes on a different meaning, a different purpose. He says, ולמה צריך שיש, ולמה שצריך שישים מבטו מגמתו בכל אשר הוא עמל, כל מחייו. והנה, מה שאורנו חזל הוא, שאדם לא נברא, אלא להתענג על השם ולהענות מזיו שכנתו. Yeah, this is classic, מסילת ישרים 101. Person was created to bask in the glory of Hashem and to enjoy His presence. But in order to achieve that, you have to go through 70, 80, 90, 120 years of trials and tribulations in order to be zochet to that. Shezeu ha'ta'anug ha'amiti ve'aidun ha'gadol mikol ha'aidunim she'yicholim limatze. The hands down greatest pleasure and enjoyment that a person can ever have is that enjoyment, that cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ומקום העידון הזה באמת הוא העולם הבא. כי הוא הנברא בהכנה מצטרך לדבר הזה. Right, the place to really reap that benefit is truly in העולם הבא. אך הדרך כדי להגיע אל מחוז חפצנו זה העולם. You gotta go through העולם הזה in order to do that, right? Like we just saw in this past week's פרקי אבות. העולם הזה דומה לפרוסדור בפני העולם הבא. התקן עצמך בטרקלין כדי בפרוסדור כדי שתיכנס לטרקלין. You have to prepare yourself accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't walk into the hall like a shlump. That's why in the hallway there's mirrors and you can go into the bathroom and fix your hair if you have, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is. And white and orange. Those are my colors. Now, says no? You're done? What?
The Knicks. The Knicks.
Anyway, Kitsu, yeah. Yeah. Very good answer. Anyway, Kitsu.
I'm in a prom thing. Never got
still
it.
Still in?
Fine.
Pulling my leg?
No, seriously. On the series?
Something's out.
It's
neged, neged chukei ha'teva. It's neged ma'aseh bereshit. It's not supposed to be that way. Anyway, kitzer. Ve'emtzayim ha'megiyim. So he says, "Vu ma'aseh amruzal, ha'olam hazeh domer l'prosdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. Ve'emtzayim ha'megiyim et ha'adam l'techlit hazeh, hem ha'mitzvot." What are the means through which we achieve that final goal of ta'anug al-Hashem is the Torah mitzvot. Kem ha-mitzvot asher tzivanu alayhem ha'el yitbarach shemo. Mekom asiyat ha-mitzvot hu rak ha'olam hazeh. Al ken, usama adam, oh, now I chap what he's saying. What did the Or LeZion mean that this world is a means to a means? The means to olam haba are the mitzvot. The means to get to the mitzvot is this world. So this world is like a double means, like a double... We're two steps beyond this world is only just a way to get to the mitzvot, which are a way to get to that closeness to Hashem. So this world is really, really shtuyot. It says, "Bzei olam b'tchila kede shalidei imtzayim ha'elia mizdemnim lo kan yuchal le'agi ala makom shuruchan lo." Through the means that come up, that present themselves to you in this world, you'll be able to stake your claim la'olam haba. עונם הבא, לרוות בו בטוב אשר קנה לו על ידי אמצעים אלה. והוא מה שאמרו חזל, היום לעשותם ומחר לקבל שכרם. Right, this world is not meant for being rewarded. Right, actually, too much reward in this world is concerning. Yeah, if a person is getting too much reward in this world, the Gemara says that you should be concerned that perhaps maybe I'm getting my sechar ba'olam hazeh, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu does to the Rishaim, tries to reward, not try, but rewards them completely in olam hazeh, in order to be matrid otam ma'olam haba. I read a nice piece yesterday from the Kleisenberger Rav, the Shef HaChaim. So he said, an interesting part, like, he says for an avrech, he was talking to avrechim. I read this in his an excerpt from a sefer. So he said, he told his avrechim, in Tzanz, you know, he had a Kiryat Tzanz in Netanya. So he told his avrechim, if you come home and everything is going good, and when you get home, everything's like quiet, and everything's mesudar, and dinner's ready, and everything's perfect, be scared that you're getting your reward in olam hazeh. He says, that's too much. Somebody said? It's like a huh? I don't know if he meant one time, whatever. Probably not. Probably like in general. I think what he meant to say is if your life, chaos isn't necessarily better, but it's a good indication that Hashem is still testing you and preserving your real reward for olam haba. When everything's too good, when everything's al mei menuchot in this world, too good, and you're not being shaken up, that's concerning. What he told his Avrachim in Kiryat Tzanz. It was an interesting thing. Like for us, we take, yeah, this is the way it should be. No, because if it should be like that, then maybe, you know, too much of a good thing in this world. It's not to say, you remember Yaakov Avinu? No. Yeah, I know. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kenan. Yaakov, first Rashi in Parashat Vayeshev. Rashi says that because Yaakov Yishev B'Shalva, he just finished, you know, he just finished with Dinah, and he finished with Lavan, and all sorts of, and Esav, all sorts of crazy zach. And Yaakov said, let me just have a little peace, so I can sit and learn. Yeah! And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, really, lo dayecha, b'ma shemutkan ha-tzadikim na'olam haba, el shemabakshim Yishev B'Shalva ba'olam hazeh, not enough what the tzadikim have prepared for them in olam haba. They also want serenity in olam hazeh. Miyad kafatz alav rugzo shel Yosef. Immediately what? The parsha with Yosef and Mitzrayim and Ruach. And that's how he died. He died in that parsha. Right? It resolved itself nicely, but he ended up dying in Mitzrayim as a result of that parsha. Don't ask for peace. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you whatever you need to pass his tests and to preserve as much of your sachar la'olam haba. Kan choker harav l'shem ha-nivra ha-adam ba'olam. The Or LeZion says, the first, this is a hashkafik musarish chakira. What am I doing here? What in the world? Yeah? And it's, there's no tzvedinim, there's no tutzdadim here. The chakira is so deep, you gotta figure, you can't just narrow it down to tutzdadim. You have to narrow it down to, you have to nail exactly what it is that you're doing here. ואומר שתחליט ביאתו לעולם הזה בי, כדי שתהיה לו אפשרות לקנות חיי העולם הבא. Answer, what I'm doing here is preparing my share in עולם הבא. That's it. whatever helps me get there is part of the grand plan. Whatever not, that's the yitzhak not trying to get me, and we're on the clock. Don't forget. No amount of money in the world ever bought a second of time. Remember that. Time is the absolute most precious commodity in this world. Because as much as we think, you know, when you're young, you think you're invincible. And as you get older and, you know, things start to hurt and you start to get wrinkly and pruney and whatever, then you realize, hey, wait a second, maybe not. And at that point, it's already too late. Don't wait for that to realize you're not invincible. No one's here forever. We're on the clock. Take it from David HaMelech. Yemei shenotenu bahem 70 shana, ve'im bigvurot 80 shana. Right? Best case scenario, you're really strong, 80. Plan for 70, and even that's not a guarantee. It's funny, the Gemara at the end of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer told his Talmidim, told them the pasuk in Kohelet, "Bechol et yu begadecha levanim, v'shemen roshcha anichsar." Make sure that you have white clothing all the time, which means he explained to his Talmidim, "Shuv yom echad kodem itatach." Do tshuva one day before you die. They asked him, Rebbe, how are we supposed to know when we're going to die? So he says, exactly that. Treat every day as if it's your last. Meaning it's funny that both Am Yisrael and the Goyim say to treat every day as if it's your last. Yes? What's the nafkamina? And therefore what? Treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore what? By Goyim, treat every... Party hard. By Am Yisrael, treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore, tshuva ma'asim tovim. Could be your last. Did you learn today? Did you do mitzvot today? Were you chozer b'tshuva today? How many times a day do we do vidui? Tachanun, vidui. Three times a day? Huh? Twice. Kerachemar amita. Why so much? You know why? Yes. And why else? Could be your last time. You never know.
A lot of klipot.
There's a lot of klipot also. Let's see what he says. Ki lo yuchal le'agia le makom asher uchan lo sham, rak al yedei emtzayim emzdemenim lo kan ba'olam haba. You know what? I want to pause for 1 minute and give some finals week mussar. I tell this to the Talmidim all the time. If you think for 1 minute, yeah, finals week is important. Take finals, you got to be matzliach v'zat Hashem. It's all good. If you think for 1 second that you're going to be matzliach on a final or on an essay or on whatever, any end of the year stuff, by skimping out on a seder or on a shir or on a tefillah or whatever it is, that's borderline kfira. Let me explain. There's two hanhagot in this world. Two hanhagot. There's hanhagat derech ateva. Kadosh Baruch Hu put a teva in the world. And then there's hanhaga me'al derech ateva. And that can work also. Lefi derech ateva, you know, you have to put in X amount of hours and ishtadlut and whatever. And then when you put your mind to something, you succeed in general. Me'al derech ateva is that you still have to put in requisite ishtadlut, but you're working on a different frequency because I'm with Hashem. And when I'm with Hashem, I'm matzliach in ways that lefi derech hatev I really shouldn't, just by virtue of being stuck to Hashem. It's what we're talking about also. It's emunah bitachon, but really more on steroids. It doesn't mean you don't have to study. It doesn't mean you don't have to do your work. But that does mean that even at the... I have studied, but I could study more. But I could also decide, instead of doing lifni mishurat adin for the studying, I could take the same time and not skimp and not be mezalzel in my avodat Hashem. Then you're zoche to hanhaga of lemala miderech hateva. If a person thinks, hey, how can... No, if I come to a seder or if I come to a shir and now naturally I'm going to have less time to study, I'm going to do worse on my test. Hayipaleh mehashem davar? You're taking away Hashem's ability to make you be more matzliach lema'ala midirech hateva when you do Ritzon Hashem, that's kfira. Do what you need to do, but also don't forget that Hashem runs the world. We don't ace finals. Hashem does. Don't forget that. Go get him. Now, go to him.